We don't really do celebrity journalism on the show, but our next story actually ventures into that territory. Here's The World's Amanda McGowan.
Nothing says feline contentment like a good, rolling purr. Like many cats, Bilbo can be expressive. Unlike many cats, he has a big platform with his own podcast. It's called The Bilbcast, and in each episode, Bilbo purrs continuously for 30 minutes straight.
Bilbo is a 5-year-old orange boy. He's very loving, he's very affectionate, he's quite big. He's actually not plump, but he does have big jowls, so he's got a very round and delightful head.
That's Ellen Murray, Bilbo's owner and podcast co-presenter. She's the executive director of Transgender NI, a trans rights organization in Belfast, Northern Ireland. She also works on disability rights and accessibility issues. It's work that she loves, but it can be heavy, intellectually and emotionally. Bilbo helps her relax and recharge.
Being able to just turn that off and not think about it for a while, to share the love that this creature is showing towards you, to other people, and to see the responses that people send in return is wonderful.
Ellen says that's what draws other people to the podcast, too. It's an escape.
The world can be horrible. Twitter can be horrible. Modern life can be horrible. And seeing a silly cat just going about his life can help with that in a small way.
Bilbo the Cat has thousands of podcast listeners and nearly 75,000 followers on Twitter. Ellen says they're using his celebrity status for something bigger. He lent his famous purring to a fundraising campaign for Mermaids UK, a charity for transgender children and their families. And in January, a motion was submitted in Scotland's Parliament to recognize Bilbo's contribution. Seriously.
He was acknowledged as two of the celebrities who had appeared, the other one being Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Not too shabby, being name-checked as a rising star alongside AOC. But Ellen says she's just happy that Bilbo's naturally affectionate personality has resonated with so many people.
It's a space which uses the vector of love to do a lot. And that's something that can be difficult to find elsewhere, offline and online.
A big, furry, orange vector of love. For The World, I'm Amanda McGowan.
Now that is a purring sound you can meditate to. Check out photos of Bilbo the Cat on our Instagram. We are at PRI The World. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.